This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. Some Texas lawmakers are talking about overturning mandatory fingerprint-based background checks for ride-hailing drivers, like the rules adopted by Austin and Houston. We heard that this week from Republican State Senator Charles Schwertner of Georgetown.
You know, I'm concerned about consistent and predictable regulation of ride-sharing services in our state, rather than having municipal overreach that imposes overly aggressive restrictions.
And he wasn't the only one. So what does the chair of the House Transportation Committee think about all this? Any ride-hailing bill would have to go through his committee. Well, that individual is Democratic State Representative Joe Pickett from El Paso, and he joins me now. Thanks for your time, sir.
Absolutely.
How do you feel about this talk of the state legislature overturning local ordinances governing transportation network companies, ride-hailing companies such as Uber and Lyft?
Well, I think it's a little premature. Not unusual, of course. You know, we had a bill that came to the Transportation Committee last year that had lots and lots of discussion. We had a long hearing, heard from the rideshare companies, heard from taxi companies, heard from the general public. So it's not unusual for one side or another who didn't fare as well as they should have to try to take it to somebody else, in this case, the legislature.
I spoke yesterday with a member of the Austin City Council, Ellen Troxclair, who is a fiscally conservative member of the council, and I asked her what she hopes will happen next, and she pointed to the state legislature and said, I hope that the state legislature does something to basically lower the level of regulation so that Uber and Lyft would return to Austin.
The state legislature has clearly shown that there's a state interest in making sure that regulations are uniform. And I think that they'll probably pass something in the next legislative session that will override anything that the city has done until this point. I would imagine, based on the comments that I've seen so far, that they understand that ride sharing has incredible economic benefits and incredible public safety benefits.
Isn't there an argument to be made that these transportation network companies, they often drive through multiple jurisdictions if they're going from Austin to Round Rock or to Georgetown, for example, and that it would make sense to have a statewide regulatory framework for them?
It may sound on the surface, but between now and next January, a lot of where we go depends on who we hear from, and the who to me would be Texas Municipal League that represents a lot of the cities, constituents themselves. But so far, the only precedent set out there has been the public. I've been watching and I've heard the argument. I was kind of surprised that it lost in Austin. My position is let's hear from the public. I don't want Uber, I don't want Lyft, it has to be one way.
Bottom line, it sounds like right now, as of today, you're not eager to advance legislation that would, for example, repeal the fingerprinting requirement in Austin.
It's not the fingerprint, it's Austin. If my city passes an ordinance and says they don't want or don't need fingerprints and feel that Uber and Lyft are enough, then I support that. What I support so far today is the public and the fact that there's been a referendum.
So you support that local control?
That's correct. And if there are really good, valid reasons to override that, there better be some really good reasons. Every one of your listeners, including me, has got war stories about taxis. You know, they drove me with the windows down, wouldn't turn on the air conditioner, wouldn't take a credit card, took me the long way. So, I mean, we've all got those war stories, but we're hearing them about the rideshare, too. I had someone call me and tell me that they used the Uber app, got picked up, and then when they got dropped off at a venue, then they were told, call me on my cell phone so I can avoid the Uber app and I'll just take it directly. So I think there's other issues that are going to come up besides just fingerprints. I'm hearing now that people can kind of tell, and you can, if you go to a popular venue in downtown Austin or standing out on the curb, somebody can just drive up now, which they're already doing, and saying, do you need a ride? And they put the little square on their smartphone and just say that'll be $20, and they're not covered by anybody. So there's other issues out there. It's not just fingerprints. And so if the public says, you, the state, give us some minimal guidelines so it's uniform across the state of Texas, so be it. I'm not against it. My position today is there was city council who voted for it to be one way. There was a referendum to overturn it. That referendum failed. So we'll see what happens.
Democratic State Representative Joe Pickett from El Paso, chair of the House Transportation Committee. Thanks for your time, sir.
Thank you.